It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. All 10 Republicans officially running for the party's presidential nomination crowded onto a stage last night in Manchester, New Hampshire, for a debate. During the 2 hours, there were few direct exchanges between candidates, but each was forced to face tough questions on issues that have divided the party: the war in Iraq, immigration, and what their party's leader, George W. Bush, should do once he leaves office. Here's NPR's David Greene.
First things first, each of the Republican candidates was asked to identify himself.
My name is Thompson. Tommy. I'm the candidate, not the actor.
The actor he's talking about is Fred Thompson, who's made a lot of headlines because he's expected to enter the GOP race soon. Fred Thompson wasn't on stage last night, but one person who was, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, noted that he and Bill Clinton grew up in the same place.
I'm from the small town of Hope. You may have heard of it. All I ask is, give us one more chance.
The war in Iraq dominated early. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney was asked if invading Iraq was a mistake.
It's a hypothetical that I think is an unreasonable hypothetical, and the answer is we did what we did. We did the right thing based on what we knew at that time. I think we made mistakes following the conduct or the collapse of Saddam's government.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani was a bit more direct.
It's unthinkable that you would leave Saddam Hussein in charge of Iraq and be able to fight the war on terror. And the problem is that we see Iraq in a vacuum. Iraq should not be seen in a vacuum. Iraq is part of the overall terrorist war against the United States.
Arizona Senator John McCain acknowledged that he had not read the government's full intelligence report on Iraq before voting for the war. More recently, McCain has backed President Bush's troop surge. So he was asked last night what should be done if the top ground commander, David Petraeus, says the surge isn't working. McCain said this in reply.
You would have to withdraw to the borders and watch genocide take place inside Baghdad. You watch the destabilization of Jordan. You see further jeopardy of Israel because of the threats of Hezbollah and Iranian hegemony in the region. All of the options I could run through with you, my friend, none of them are good. That's why we must succeed and give it a chance to succeed.
Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo was happy when one of the evening's questioners changed the subject.
Congressman Tancredo, let's talk immigration.
Okay.
Tancredo has been crusading against an immigration bill that would give undocumented workers a path to citizenship. He said the survival of the nation is at stake.
And how long will it take us for us to catch up with the millions of people who have come here both legally and illegally and assimilate them? I'll tell you this, it'll take this long. Until we no longer have to press one for English and two for any other language.
President Bush supports that bill, but many GOP candidates prefer to tiptoe around it. Mitt Romney said the legislation is not a good deal for immigrants in the U.S. lawfully.
It's simply not fair to say those people get put ahead in the line of all the people who've been waiting legally to come to this country.
Immigration has been another sensitive issue for John McCain. He was actually a sponsor of the bill, and last night he said it's better than letting 12 million people wash around America illegally. One sensitive issue for Giuliani is his support for abortion rights, a hot button for Christian conservatives. Nobody missed the humor when lightning struck overhead, just as Giuliani began talking about the subject.
That's the lightning that's having an effect on our system.
Look, for someone who went to parochial schools all his life, this is a very frightening thing that's happening right now.
Giuliani said he simply thinks women should have a choice.
I consult my religion. I consult my reading of the Constitution. I consult my views of what I think are important in a pluralistic society and the reality that we have to respect the fact that there are people that are equally as religious, equally as moral, that make a different decision about this and should government put them in jail.
God was, in fact, a big issue last night. Mike Huckabee, an ordained Baptist minister, was asked if he thinks the biblical story of creation is literally true.
My point is, I don't know. I wasn't there. But I believe whether God did it in 6 days or whether he did it in 6 days that represented periods of time, he did it. And that's what's important.
Then the session turned to President Bush and what the candidates might do with him as an ex-president. Tommy Thompson answered first.
How would you use George W. Bush in your administration?
I certainly would not send him to the United Nations.
But Thompson said he would use George Bush as a lecturer for the youth of America. Tancredo wasn't so kind. The congressman recalled criticizing the White House once and getting a phone call from presidential advisor Karl Rove, telling him not to darken the door at the White House. Tancredo said as president, he would send the same message to the man who preceded him in office. David Green, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.